From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. And it's Google's turn. 3 weeks after Apple's developer conference, which hosted thousands of software programmers, Google will hold its own San Francisco gathering beginning Wednesday. It's expected to focus on new outlets for Google software, including thermostats, cars, and watches. The conference is called Google I/O, and gatherings like this one are critical for the survival of massive companies like Google. That's because they rely on innovative developers to create the apps that run on their operating systems. Liz Gaines is senior editor of Technology, Trends, and Innovation for the Recode blog. She joins us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
And would you paint a picture for us of how this conference runs and what it looks like? I mean, is it basically a show and tell for software developers to demonstrate their latest Google offerings? Is that what it is?
Yeah, so it's a big gathering at San Francisco's Moscone Center, which remarkably enough is exactly where Apple held its own developer conference a couple weeks ago. Thousands of developers come in. They attend a keynote where they're told all about what's coming next. This year, we're expecting Google to show off the latest versions of its mobile platforms, wearable, television, even automobile to the developers that build the apps for them. And they get a lot of free stuff, so they love that. I mean, obviously, they pay for their ticket, but right. We're expecting the developers to come away with things like snazzy new smartwatches and set-top boxes that Google is hoping that they will take home and then build some cool apps for.
So tell us more about some of those in detail in terms of what we know is coming out or hints of what have come out. You mentioned new mobile platforms. You mentioned wearable technology. You mentioned TVs. Break those down a little bit. What might we see?
Yeah, so at this point, we're familiar with Android. Android was Google's challenger in the mobile space. It has gone ahead and challenged. There's probably going to be pretty soon, Google will be announcing that there's probably 2 billion Android devices out in the world. We'll certainly hear new milestones this week about that. And then what comes after that? So what comes after that is all the rest of the potential places that Google could impact your world, in your living room, in your car, on your wrist, helping you keep track of your life. And Google would like that the apps that you use, so if you're a Facebook fan, if you're a Kindle fan, whatever it might be, will come and follow you into all those places and provide a continuous experience. What's interesting is that that's actually just what Apple is trying to go after, but Google and Apple are coming at it from kind of different perspectives. So Google has tried this kind of open platform. People build for it. Lots of hardware providers like Samsung and HTC make the phones and tablets that Android runs on. Apple has come from more of a closed perspective in that they make their own hardware and software, and they really carefully curate which apps they allow onto it. Now they're both going for everything, so it'll be interesting to see whether a controlled approach or an open approach, which are kind of converging together, where that wins. Because, you know, Apple and Google, neither of them are going to be making cars anytime soon. Google might be a little bit closer on that front with their self-driving car initiatives, but they're not selling those anytime soon. So that means that you have to make partnerships with 10 or more automakers, and then you need your developers to build on top of those partners. So this is kind of a lot of extended platforms that these companies need to now be involved in and make their case on.
You know, Liz, in about the 45 seconds we have left with you, we noticed that for people who can't attend in person, it's possible to go to an event where you can be with a bunch of other people while you watch it web streamed. And this is in countries like Nigeria and Kazakhstan and Indonesia. Is that typical, or does it tell you something unique about the level of interest in this conference?
Yeah, I mean, this is a worldwide phenomenon, not just a San Francisco phenomenon of people building for these platforms and using them. So for regular consumers of these devices, what you might tune in and not be terrifically interested in, you know, the new ways that Google is providing for developers to monetize their apps. But you will be interested maybe 6 months from now when the apps are coming out on the platforms that these developers are building for.
Interesting. That's Liz Gaines. She's senior editor of Technology Trends and Innovation for the Recode blog. Liz, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.